This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
Well, according to a new survey, more than a quarter of us have suffered an injury while grooming up the downstairs.
Oh, yeah. All right? Yeah.
While trimming the hedges down under.
You got to use that that triple blade.
That's right. Go yeah. with the grain. Go with the grain. More than 7,500 people were polled. 76% said they've groomed the hair down there at least once in their life. Mm-hmm. And 26% of us have suffered at least one injury doing it. 61% of those injuries were cuts. 23 involved burns.
Ah!
God! And 12 were rashes that showed up afterwards.
You know, what are you doing?
I know.
Hey, using the curling iron,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. Got to keep that stuff straight. Keep it straight. obviously, this brings up a good conversation. Have you ever trimmed down there, Hunter?
Oh, of course.
You got to.
Actually, yesterday.
Yeah?
You
got to keep it clean.
I'll admit it.
Well, here's the big thing for fellas.
Smooth as eggs. Smooth as eggs.
It's like baby's robin's eggs. It's fantastic. Well, here's the thing. Guys, if you've never done it, you got to understand. It makes you look bigger, at least.
It does.
You know, it's more of an optical illusion that we like to trick ourselves. Wow, you got bigger, man. But just be careful.
A little corn dog turned into a Frank.
Kiki always gets mad.
Right.
Oh, I'm getting flipped off out there. It's terrible. Kiki always gets mad because I'll use her razors. Uh-huh. But I'll be honest. The women's razors,
they're great razors,
are better.
Yeah.
They're better for it.
I think they last longer.
I think so, too. Well, because they got to...
they're made for them gristly legs.
Gristly, you know, yeti legs that the women are shaving.
All right.
But yeah, I always use hers. And but the key thing is you got to make it taunt, all right? Make it taunt. Go with the grain, okay? Pretend like you're shaving a balloon, okay? Just keep it tight. Go with the grain.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of shaving positions. Put your leg up. Have you ever been walked in on shaving?
No, actually, never have been.
Yeah. I have a story, not for me.
But a guy I know.
I'm going to call my friend Chucky. He knows
Chucky.
Who he is. Yeah.
He walked in on you?
No. But this is back in, I want to say, early high school or something. His just after taking a shower, you know, ground's all wet and everything, his dad called him and he slipped and... yeah, cut himself pretty good.
Oh.
Like, really bad.
Cut it clean off.
There's always that thought when you're doing it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he missed school for, like, 4 days.
Well, and we all learned. I'm much better at it now. But that one time when you're getting ready to go out and then you nick it, you're like, well, I'm not having sex tonight.
Yeah, right. It stings.
Yeah, it stings.
It stings.
That's just an open wound right there.
Yeah.
I'm not risking it.
Oh, no.
So, again, with the grain. Taunt with the grain, you'll be fine.